podcast, never leave me. Ooh, podcast, never go. Podcast, don't go outside. Bury yourself in the snow. For when the snow melts, I'd be willing to bet that I'd find you all alone, so shivering and naked and wet. Take you in again, make you a bowl of soup, or maybe a cup of coffee, you know, if I've got enough to scoop. But would you get spring fever and wanna leave again? This house is not big enough for the two of us, it's a claustrophobic thing. Somebody set them free and they'll come back down the road. So podcast, now you are free for internet download. Well, I can tell by the ersatz doo-wop coming through your speakers that it's time for this month's podcast. Now I can hear your grumblings and gauge your skepticism. This month's podcast, you proclaim, with your right eyebrow raised and your arms folded? What happened to February? What do you have against that month? Just because it's the shortest month doesn't mean it doesn't have feelings, too. Well, keep it in your pants, February loyalists. The reason I skipped last month was because I was busy writing and recording material for February Album Writing Month. Granted, I didn't write as many songs this year as I did the year before, but I came up with some spiffy tunes that I'll be playing to you during this hour. Yes, that's right, I said hour. This show is double-wide to make up for last month's lost time. Whoever said I was uncaring? Don't ask Christopher Reeve. Or his dead wife. Anyway, let's get the ball rolling with a little sample of last year's February album writing festivities, with a song called Che Guevara Goes to the Mall.
Thank you. Music with Lara's biggest fan.
Che Guevara goes to the mall from last year's February album writing month. I got off to a pretty late start on this year's album, and wrote the first song, Never Trust My Smile, after about half the month was over. But as Meg, my bandmate in the Uncontrollable Few, says, procrastination is a bad idea, but I'm sure you'll figure that out later. Here's Never Trust My Smile.
Never trust my smile, it's only there for show. Every laugh is much more hollow than you'd know. Turn the pillow over, this side's full of tears. Don't act so surprised, it's been this way for years. Way for years. It's been this way for years.
Thank you.
sunglasses. Come on, baby, let me see your eyes. Come on, baby, melancholy passes. But for now, please let me hear you cry.
Hey Charlie, Interpol called. They want their guitar parts back. No matter, that was called Bad Girl Boots, another song I wrote last month. This next song has a bit of a story that goes along with it. A few weeks back, my friend and Raj Mahal bandmate Becky and I went to go see a poetry reading by Thax Douglas, who's a poet from Chicago who writes poetry about bands and reads it at the concerts to introduce the bands. However, it was being held at an old abandoned church, the doors were locked, and rats were crawling around the alleyway. We sized the sketchiness of the situation up and decided to head home. There, I started reading interviews and articles about Thax and realized what an intriguing artist he was. The next day, I was sitting at the Columbia College Library thinking that since he's written so many poems about musicians, a musician should write a song about him. So I wrote some lyrics to this next song and titled them simply Thax Douglas. I then gathered my belongings and went to an L train platform and waited for the Purple Line to take me to Evanston and see a concert by the Wrens. I waited around for a few minutes until I saw a familiar gentleman walk up the stairs and sit down on the bench next to me. I glanced at him a few times. This was definitely Thax Douglas himself, the guy I had just written a song about. It's sort of like running into Jeff Tweedy at Walgreens and realizing you're wearing a Wilco shirt. Seeing a person that you've never met but have thought about much really throws you off because it makes you realize that celebrities are just as human as you or I. Not that Thax is really a celebrity, most people just call him that fat homeless guy who rambles at Andrew Bird shows. Even so, I realized that he didn't know that I had written this song, and he wouldn't classify me as a stalker, so I went up to him and introduced myself. I told him about the attempt to see his show the day before, and he informed me that the manager of the venue wouldn't let the doors be unlocked until a half hour before showtime. We talked about summer music festivals, and he mentioned that he would be going to the Ren show later that night. He left the train a few stops later, and I immediately got my notebook back out and finished writing the lyrics to my tribute song. Here it is, Fax Douglas.
When you're falling from a building, you don't need to be scared. You're falling but not dropping. You are floating in midair. Suspended in a time warp, you will find an inner peace. If your sense of normal physics is released, gravity is superseded by the human mind. And if you close your eyes right now, you'll find that you can fly forever if you conquer time. Immortality is not that hard. All you need to do is create. A word said in a theater will always reverberate. Words may fade from memory, but forever are impressed. They stay inside the crowd subconscious.
That was Fax Douglas. By the way, that wasn't a pedal steel guitar you heard there. It was just a regular slide guitar played through a volume swell pedal. Oh, the things I can do. We're going to take a little break now from hearing new compositions to take you on a little bit of a field trip. I've recently been playing open mic nights at the Gourmand Cafe in Chicago, and I'd like you to close your eyes and imagine you are there. You are sipping a cup of some vanilla maca latte bullshit drink, eating a cranberry scone, and sitting on a comfortable couch. You spot an indigenous species, the 20-something Midwestern hipster. Watch him as he attempts the hipster's mating ritual. First, he will drape his canvas messenger bag around his shoulder. The tan color of this messenger bag contrasts with his naturally dark clothing and draws the eyes of his prey. When he makes eye contact with that cute indie chick wearing the Death Cab for Cutie t-shirt and sipping jasmine tea, he lifts his head, raises his voice, and makes his first mating call. Hey, you like Death Cab too? Transatlanticism is one of my favorite songs. Will she agree to come back to his place under the pretense of seeing his signed Ben Gibbard ticket stub, or will he set his sights elsewhere? Well, you may never know. As the performer on the stage addresses the crowd, and you are transfixed by his long curly hair, swarthy beard, and enchanting speaking voice.
Hey everyone, I'm Charlie. And I'm going to play you pop songs. Okay, this first one is from my band, The Uncontrollable Few's first album, Paper, Scissors, Rock. You can buy it at towerrecords.com if you're so inclined. Anyway, this is an unpretentious pop song about sex, like all good unpretentious pop songs should be. Okay. It's called Security Breach. I hear your voice on the telephone. You said your folks are not at home, and that you're bored right out of your mind, and so you ask if I can drop on by. You said I'd be there in just a few. I wanna look my very best for you. You said that that would be just fine, but hurry up cause there's a limited time. Don't wanna security breach. You said your parents would be gone until 3. We need to think about a plan B in case your mom and dad should walk in on me. I grab my keys and comb my hair. I roll the window up until I'm there. I get my breath mints from off of my floor and see you waiting for me at your door. We kiss and welcome to your place, but then you tell me we should cut to the chase. You said I didn't want to take a chance, so let's have an excuse mapped out in advance. Don't wanna security breach. You said your parents would be gone until 3. We need to think about a plan B in case your mom and dad should walk in and see. My hands run all across your head as we lie in your luxurious bed. Well, did you just hear anybody's car? I'll have to say I'm giving CPR. In case of security breach, you said your parents would be gone until 3. We need to think about a plan B in case your mom and dad should happen to see it. Of security breach. You said your parents would be gone until 3. We need to think about a plan B in case your mom and dad should walk in on me. In case your mom and dad should walk in and see. In case your mom and dad walk in on you and me. Thanks. I'm not going to promote my MySpace or my band or my podcast or anything, but if you're interested, see me. I've got URLs up the wazoo. This next one is from my concept album called Holiday Tripper. It's just an album about holidays, and it's a horrible pun. Get it? Holiday Tripper. Anyway. This song is about Mother's Day. And more specifically, it's about Sigmund Freud and the Oedipus complex. So this song's about a motherfucker. Sit down, take the beef from your bonnet. There's a cachou with your name on it. Steal your cigar, try it on for a size. It's my turn to psychoanalyze. I think I figured out why you're depressed. Looking at the memories you've repressed. I know it's great. You're Sigmund Freud on Mother's Day. You don't know what to say. Oedipus would have a field day. It's gotta be hard sending out the awkward greeting card to mom with finest regards. You've gotta put down your guard. I've thought of more reading your journal. Get in touch with the feelings fraternal. Color up and be an amigo. You can reclaim your superego. As you've said yourself, well, nothing's as it seems. Thank you.
That was a bit of my performance at the Gourmand Café's open mic night on March 2nd. We'll be hearing more from that performance a little later, but if you can't get enough of the combination between my acoustic grandeur and that unmistakable odor of Seenster sweat and coffee beans that permeates the café, come on down and see and smell for yourself. The Gourmand Café is located at 728 South Dearborn Avenue, right in the middle of Printer's Row. The open mic night is every Thursday from 8 to 11, and I'm usually there, although you should check with me first to make sure. To get to the Gourmand, you can take the orange, purple, or brown lines to the library stop, but it wouldn't kill you to get off your ass and walk a couple blocks. Fatty. Okay, we've reached the halfway portion of this epic episode, so it's time again to check in with our trusty sponsors over at Metaphasa Psychozoborax.
This is Bob. Bob has a problem. A really, really bad problem. It's a problem that's so bad, his wife might leave him. But then he found Metaphasa Psychozoborax. After finding Metaphasa Psychozoborax, now Bob is feeling. So take Metaphasa Psychozoborax and feel like Bob. If it's not Metaphasa Psychozoborax, it ain't worth bullocks. Metaphasa Psychozoborax should not be eaten with meats, fruits, vegetables, grains, or dairies of all kind. Metaphasa Psychozoborax may not work for people of certain religions. Metaphasa Psychozoborax should not be used between the ages of 15 to 74. Exceptions 27, 34, 57, and 18. Metaphasa Psychozoborax should not be used as an antidepressant, prophylactic, or laxative, unless it helps us sell more. Consult your doctor or attorney before use.
Welcome back. Thanks for podcasting in. You know, I just googled the Gourmand Café, and I found this interesting little Wikipedia article about a neurological disorder called Gourmand syndrome. Apparently, when injuries are sustained in the right frontal lobe of the brain, patients are sometimes diagnosed with this rare syndrome marked by only one symptom, a newfound passion for good food. This might just give shaken baby syndrome a run for its money as my favorite brain trauma of all time. It's articles like this that have given me a new life ambition. I want to read every single article on Wikipedia. Since they passed the 1 million mark about a week ago, I've got quite a bit of catching up to do. In the meanwhile, it's time for the request portion of the show, coming to you live from the performance at the Gourmand.
Okay, this song's a cover. It's a request from someone who's actually not here, so I'm doing it anyway. But this one's a request from my friend Melissa. And it's by John Wesley Harding, and it's called The Ballad of Misfortune.
I was born with a coat hanger in my mouth, and I was dumped down south. I was found by the richest man in the world, brought me up as a girl. She's a satin, but my mind's a mess. But there are worse things, I confess, than drinking tea in a pretty dress. And I'm here to tell you that it's not all bad. Count your blessings and maybe you'll be glad. Inherited his wealth, and I revealed myself. I was snubbed by the friend. friends he never had. They sided with my dad. All my riches are beyond control, but it's the same old rigmarole. They say I've lost my very soul, but I'm here to tell you that it's not all bad. Count your blessings and maybe you'll be glad. And as I grew, so did my fame. So I gave it up and I changed my name. It's Catch as Catch Can, and you'll never know who I am, who I am. To hear the angel's song, but was I wrong? They threw me back there in that lane, and they said start again. So when you're turning out the bedside light, consider me in my wretched plight. Looks like I'm gonna have to get it right this time, but I'm here to tell you that it's not all bad. Your blessings and you'll be glad. Count your blessings and maybe you'll feel glad.
Thank you.
The Ballad of Misfortune, written by John Wesley Harding, requested by Melissa. Here's another cover, this time of a rare Neutral Milk Hotel song called My Dream Girl Don't Exist.
My dream girl don't exist. At the age of 5, she slit her wrist. She didn't know that I'd be hanging around, so her parents buried her in the ground. And this day I still can't hear the sound of a life in outer space. My dream girl don't exist, just you and I in this TV. Stillness seems to feel so strange, like a henchman that's about to hang. The moon up like a ball and chain, and said it stands ablaze. And the weight is waiting. Waiting out, feel the
be afraid.
Back to some more tunes from the February album writing month. This next track is called Seeing Green. It's not about the Irish, or discolored stool samples, but rather about that most multicolored of emotions, jealousy. Now I'm pretty knowledgeable about my voice and what it can and cannot do. Pretty much the highest note I can hit without a lot of strain is an F sharp, or maybe even a G on some days. So I have no clue why I wrote a high B into this song, nor do I have any idea why I was able to sing it without sounding like a total douchebag. It's not really a falsetto note, but it's not totally chest voice either. It's sort of a purgatory. I'm not sure what to make of it, but it doesn't sound bad to these ears. Check it totally out. Seeing Green.
I told myself I was over you, ready to move on and try something new. I told myself I was doing fine. Your memories were stricken from my mind. I thought for sure that I'd clean my slate. I watched the bitter feelings dissipate. But when I heard the words you said, I turned red. I turned red. Have loved and lost, I guess. Sometimes I think that all I can do is stay away and hope the best for you. Most of the time I try not to be an asshole so consumed by envy. But when I hear the things I dread, I turn red.
That was Seeing Green, and that little scream at the end was a result of the aforementioned stretching of my vocal cords to the hilt during the chorus. The next song on the agenda is called Trinket, and it's actually a little older than February, but I polished it off last month. When I wrote it, I feared it being a little too emo, but it sounds just fine to me now. I'm not sure why that is. Either my hindsight has revealed it to be a well-written song with a good atmosphere, regardless of its lyrical content, or I've suddenly turned emo in the last few months. I hope it's not the latter, but you can be the judge of that.
You're not crying, but the thought is there. We've got to end this love affair before we do something that both of us regret. We're not kissing, but our lips are there. blue electricity in my veins, with twitching I cannot contain, as a slowly breaking tune I see sweat. All my blood is freezing in my veins. I want to stay, so I guess I should leave. I'd like to say things that make you believe you still love me. You love me, but it's not enough. I think I need some other stuff to make me feel like I have some control. Because I don't think I have enough. You know what the other thinks, so you know how much I wanna drink to drown the pain and logic in my soul. Cause sometimes I don't care what you think. I wanna stay, so I guess I should leave. I'd like to say things that make me believe you still love me. Mind to call you now, but there's too much sweat upon my brow. Who knows if you'll confirm my biggest fears? There's nothing I can do about you now. I know how much you meant to me, but now that's just a memory. I've got nothing to show for all of those years, except the trinkets that you sent to me. I want to stay, so I guess I should leave. I want to say things that make you believe you still love me.
That was Trinket. Let's go on another break from the February Shiggins and listen to some acoustic covers I did in my basement this January. The first one is called I Think I Need a New Heart from the Magnetic Field's superbly overblown 69 Love Songs album, and the second one is an unreleased They Might Be Giants song called I'm Your Boyfriend Now.
Still, all I can feel is the time standing still as you put down the keys and say, don't call me, please. While the radio plays, I think I need a new heart. Oh, oh, I think I need a new heart. Oh, oh. Lied to, but it's a sin that I can't tell the truth, cause it all comes out wrong unless I put it in a song. So the radio plays, I think I need a new heart. Just for you, I think I need a new heart. Cause I always say I love you when I meet. Turn out the light, and I say let's run away, when I just mean stay the night. But the words you want to hear, you will never hear from me. I'll never say happy anniversary. Never stay to say happy anniversary. So I think I need a new heart. Oh, oh, I think I need a new heart. Oh, oh, I think I need a new heart. Oh, oh, I think I need a new heart. Early one day, I got up the strength to call you on the phone. You answered and said, please leave a mess, and I dropped the receiver then. I'll do as you ask if I can figure out where you live. And though the world may think you strange, I find you great. And just for your information, if you should hear this, I am letting you know that I'm your boyfriend now. I read your book, but then it took a year to find your house. I was nervous at first, and then it got worse. There was no turning around. And if you don't know by now, just look, I'm right outside. You've got to admit that I'm your boyfriend now. Your boyfriend now is fond of long walks on the beach at night. Your boyfriend likes Italian food and wine. Well, just for your information, if you should hear this, I am letting you know that I'm your boyfriend now. Your boyfriend wants to meet someone who shares his interests in listening to voices in my head. You don't have to say it, I can see it in your eyes. And I know that the restraining order wasn't meant to hurt. And just for your information, if you should get this letter, here's a reminder, I'm your boyfriend now. I don't need you to tell me the things I know are true, but can't you admit that I'm your boyfriend now? Why don't you act like I'm your boyfriend now? Don't deny it, I'm your boyfriend now.
The last song I got to writing this February is a little protest song called Patchwork Quilt. Protest singers usually aim for fairly weighty issues when writing, so the topic of this song deals with all human civilization from start to finish. The first verse is one of my favorite lyrics I've ever written. The rest of the song? Well, it tries to catch up, but I didn't murder it too bad. No protest singer has ever successfully battled the temptation to rhyme power with tower, so I'm afraid that's in there, but it's not too bad, because at least the word tower is a nice phallic symbol. So take your business suit off, put your tie-dyed shirt on, put your Daniel Quinn books down, and throw your hands up for Patchwork Quilt.
Wasn't it you that said, we started off dead and we'll go back if we don't watch it? We're born from dirt and lust, we started off dust, but we still think that we are hot shit. To hunt for food, pick berries in the noon till they all began to shrivel. We thought we had to hide our animalistic side, cause we feared being uncivil. So we evolved and problem solved, exploited our resources all to the denying urges. We emerged and turned the world into a a sticker on the wall that said a strong man needs no leader. And right next to the sign, I saw a lady crying, asking me if I could feed her. Although I gave her a dime, I still see her every time I stick the fork into the dinner. We're all so fat and content in the top 50%, while the bottom is thinner. If we don't change our views, I can't watch the news without being totally sick and I know. We won't change our ways, so you know someday I just want to tear up this patchwork quilt. This patchwork quilt.
To wrap up this whole February album writing extravaganza, here's another song that was written during last year's exercise. And remember, you can download any of the February album writing month songs, as well as some earlier material, from soundclick.com/charliecrane. You won't get the same lovin' from these rough demos as from the finished Uncontrollable Few versions, but it's free music, bitches. Let's not be ungrateful here. This is Disarmed.
She was the way I can barely remember the way of the body.
Well, thanks for staying with me until the end of this super long, extra special podcast. Be sure to tune in next month, and for pod's sake, leave me some comments and requests for next time. It gets lonely up here in my secret undisclosed mountain broadcast laboratory. Until then, all you budding porn stars, remember, you'll always get the best facials after Lent.